This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's really good, everybody? Welcome to the show this week. This week, we're going to talk about something that can really help you out. All the time, we talk about stuff that can help you out. But this time, we're really going to talk about stuff that can help you out. We're going to talk about how to use free giveaways to grow your leads as a photographer or a videographer. This is something that's very simple. I want to say it can cost you, at the most, $100 to come up with. And it's something that will keep generating leads so you can bring in more clients. It's very, very effective. Very, very effective. But you got to have your big boy pants on and your big girl pants on, and you have to have a target audience, a niche. If you're a content creator and you're like, I want to go after everybody. I want anybody who want video. I want anybody who want photography. This ain't for you, fam. It's for those who are disciplined enough to choose a target audience. And then I'm going to explain why that's so important. But first, we got to get ready to roll that intro. Okay.
Listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
All right, let's get this show cracking. Again, if this is your first time here on this channel was about getting that bag. Other channels teach you about how to work cameras and how to take pretty pictures and how to Photoshop your grandma to make her look a little younger. This right here is about people who want to get that bag. That's what we talk about. That's what we do. And it's the business side of the industry. You go to them other channels to show you all the real expensive cameras. You come here to learn how to afford those cameras. That's what we talk about. First things first, let me say this. The channel is brought to you by us. We are our own sponsor over at Flash Film Academy. And, you know, we want to make sure that you go ahead and check out the Flash Film Academy website, because we got stuff over there you can check out. And, you know, we want to make sure that you got the free, you got the goods. Let me cut this down a little bit. It's free giveaway. This is our free giveaway right here, as you can see. And this free giveaway is everything you need to go out and get your first client. Join the academy. It's a little bit on the loud side. My bad, everybody. My bad. It's all good. Anyway, so let's talk about a few things, because I think a lot of people aren't familiar with this method of generating leads. And I want to make sure, good looking out on the super chat, Edifying Pursuits, good looking out. I want to talk about this method for generating leads because it's slept on. Like, people don't think about this, and that's creating a free giveaway, right? So let me explain how this works and why this is one of the best way to generate leads for a few reasons. One, we got to have a target audience, right? We got to create a targeted giveaway that only our target audience want. Not something everybody want, but only our target audience want. So let's say, for instance, I like to use dentistry as a niche because it's simple and easy. My free giveaway would be something along the lines of, here's an ebook on the five things dentists need to know to capture great content. Or here's an ebook explaining to dentists how great content can increase your revenue by 20%, or whatever. It's something that only dentists who are considering video production care about. I don't want a general one. I don't want to put, here's how video can make your business more money. Who cares? Because somebody that's not my target audience may be interested in it. I don't want them downloading my ebook. I don't want them joining my email list. I want something very specific, something that only my target audience will want to see. if I'm selling motorcycle parts and my motorcycle that I like, parts that I like to sell, is for the Suzuki M109, here's an ebook explaining the 5 best tires for Suzuki M109 users that ride all 4 seasons. Things like that only speak to that direct client. It is so important that you understand that. If your giveaway is too vague, it will not work, and you will waste your time with people that's just kicking tires. You need to create a free offer that speaks directly to your audience. Directly to your audience. And this is why I say a lot of people are like, well, I do corporate video. That niche is too broad. For who? Who do you do corporate video for? What type of corporate video? I do corporate events. What kind? For what type of company? Are you doing award shows? Are you doing seminars? Like, what are you doing? You got to be more niche than that. You got to get a target audience. So, and I say this all the time for my newbies who are new to this thing. The point of a target audience is not based off what you can do. It's understanding who you're going after so that you can build a brand to get more sales. So you can build a brand to appeal to that client. So it's easier for them to say yes. That's the goal. If you do stuff with everybody, you got to sell your ass off if you get in front of somebody. We can do this and we can do that. And let me show you. If you build a brand to go after a target audience, all you got to do is be there and look like the best at what you do. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. So we want to make sure that we're thinking about our target audience. Who are we going after? What type of content do we want to create and who is it for? And is this something that is valuable to them? Because a lot of times we create stuff in our head that we want to sell because we think, yeah, a company will pay big dollars for this. And we talk to that company and realize we're trying to solve a $2 problem with a $10,000 video, wondering why we're selling like crazy and they're not buying. It's not a problem for them. Get you a beta client. That's what we talk about all the time. In fact, we talk about it big time over in Module 1. We talk about it like crazy over in Module 1. Got to get that beta client. Got to choose that niche and understand what their problems are. When you understand what their problems are and let them tell you what's valuable, then you can create your brand around those problems. It's about solving problems, people. It's not about filming no more. Cameras are too smart. They don't need somebody there to point a camera and hit a button anymore. Them days are over with. We have to start to think about what's next, or AI is going to take your job. I already said it 20 times this year. 2024 is the last year of the basic photographer, random videographer. It's the last year of the generalist, because iPhones can do it and CapCut can damn near edit it without any editing experience. They don't need you anymore. They don't need you. And they're recording audio on a cell phone and using voice isolation to get quality they never thought they can get from a cell phone. It's not better than what you can do with the tools that you have. But a big chunk of the industry is we need it to be good enough. And guess what? All my bottom level guys, that good enough from that cell phone is going to eat up your business, because all they got to be is good enough. An iPhone and real good Android phones can produce good enough content at a high level in 4K at 60 frames a second with 15 stops of dynamic range and 10-bit. If you got an iPhone, you can get it in ProRes. So good enough, the gap for good enough is really big now. If you're just a basic photographer or videographer, generalist, trying to do everything, your days are numbered. In fact, you got 11 months and a few days. You got 11 months and a day to make it. I want to be honest with you so that you can prepare. Let's talk about other few things. Let's talk about what's next. So once we identify our target audience, we know who this is for, very specific. The more you heard, the riches is in the niches. You got to be as niche as possible. I ran into people that are doing dog maternity shots. I ran into people that's doing them. What's going on, B-Wash? You got to have the graphics, bro. You got to have the graphics. If you ain't got the graphics, you know what I'm saying? You ain't doing it. You got to have the graphics everywhere. So one of the things that I want to make sure that you are aware of is understanding how specific your target audience is. When you have that target audience and you've discovered their problems and you built your brand around their problems, we can now create a free giveaway that answers some of their questions that only they would have. Only a dentist that is losing money for whatever reason cares about your 5-part ebook on how to get your money back. So now that we've created that, everybody that downloads that ebook is going to join an email list. They're going to be a warm lead. So you know if they download it, they're a dentist in need of the problem I solve who landed on your website. Let me tell you another great thing about having a free giveaway. And this is something a lot of cats ain't gonna tell you, but I'm gonna keep it real with you. This is something I would normally put behind a paywall, but we're gonna keep it real with you right here today. It's a lot easier to market a free giveaway than it is to market your company. It's a lot easier to market the solution than it is to market the fact that you want to sell them something. It's so much easier to create an ad or boost a post to say, hey, dentist, if you're having this problem, we have this free giveaway. They are more likely to click on it, submit their information, and become a warm lead for you than for you to market your company and say, hey, this is a company that solves this problem. Well, the free giveaway, and we talk about this in module 3. I'm going to keep punching y'all with these all day. We talk about this in module 3. We talk about catching people earlier in the buying process. Everybody not ready to buy. Some people just discovered they may have a problem. You know what I mean? Some people, we all them went to WebMD and looked up symptoms for stuff before we went into the hospital. You'll notice there's a lot of drug companies that are writing blogs with a bunch of symptoms because they want to catch you earlier in the buying process. You may need fritriptyline. If your arm itch and your head itches at the same time, you may need, you go to your doctor like, doc, I think I need fritriptyline. And doc is like, how the hell you know about that? Because they're marketing to you earlier in the buying process. Earlier in the beginning, once you realize I may have a problem. Why is this important for photographers and videographers? Because if you solve a problem, you can be the subject matter expert if you can get ahead of your competition. Your competition is sitting back waiting until the house catch on fire before somebody go through the yellow pages to look for them. But if you catch them earlier in the buying stage, then they know about you. You are the subject matter expert. Just like you know about J.G. Wentworth, and we don't have a structured settlement and we don't need cash now, but you know about J.G. Wentworth. Most of y'all do. You even know the phone number. Half of y'all, if you know the phone number, post it in the comments. But the goal is to get out in front of you before you make a decision. Once you realize you have a problem. And sometimes if you're a dentist, you may not necessarily know you have the problem, but this is important because you know this problem is coming. So we want to get ahead in the buying process. We want to make sure that we are in the stage where clients are starting to educate themselves. They're asking, hey, I got these two symptoms. What's the problem? I'm having symptoms. What's the problem? That's where we want to get them. Not where their arm has fallen off and they bleeding to death and they run into whoever emergency room they can get to. Catch them earlier in the buying process. And be the subject matter expert. That's why your website needs to have a vlog or a blog. It needs to have a news section. You need to have articles because these articles is what help your website become SEO friendly. If these articles answer questions, people are going to search for answers before they search for who can solve this problem. In that answer, your company needs to be upfront as the company that can solve this problem. So you got to do it. Everybody posting, there you go. So you got to make sure you're ahead, and it don't cost much to get ahead of them. This is a $100 thing that you can create that'll bring you warm leads all year long. Like I said, plus it's a lot easier to market that free giveaway than your company because people may not be interested in solving a problem yet, but they may have symptoms. So if you market the free giveaway for the symptoms, then it puts you in front of your competition because now you're the subject matter expert. Now you have the free e-guide on, you know, the corporate e-guide, the ultimate corporate video production e-guide for those who are looking to create training content or whatever. So things to think about, things to definitely think about. The key to it is this. This is the key to it. I'll give you this. This is the major part that you need to really, really understand, swallow, and take with you. None of this works if you don't have a target audience. None of this works if your target audience is too broad. I just want to be honest with you. If your target audience is corporate video and that's it, or just, you know, I want to work with small businesses, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. I'm not here to sugarcoat it for you. You got other people on the internet that's their job is to sugarcoat it. That ain't me. I'm here to help you get the bag. I give away enough free stuff where you can go get the bag. There's thousands of people that hit me up all the time. Like, yo, I've been watching your channel. I went and got the bag. Appreciate it. I had somebody ran into me in public, screamed at me from across the street. My mama was like, who is that? Hey, Ty, man, I watched your video, man. I closed 3 clients. I'm like, good looking out, bro. I ain't even know the guy. I don't know who you are. If you in the comments, let me know. So the goal is making sure that you understand the importance of a free giveaway. It's hard to market your company. I'm not going to say it's hard. It's harder to market your company than a free giveaway. The word free, people getting something for free, they feel, what does it hurt to send my information? I'll trade my name and my email address for this free giveaway. So what you want to do first, and let me break it down on how it works. And if you're a gold member, I'll tell you exactly where I get my stuff from. But what you want to do is you want to have a free giveaway on your website. You want to market it up front, clear and center in your website. That free giveaway should have people sign up for an email list, right? And that email list, it should send them the free giveaway. You now have a warm lead. They now have a free giveaway. That's a great exchange. On the gold member side of things, over on Flash From Academy, I talk about what all needs to take place in that email, whether or not you have a sequence, what to do, how to turn that warm lead into a client. That's important. That's the next step. How do we turn this lead, this person that we know have a business, preferably in my area, to a client? You can make an ebook about how to use video to grow my dental business in the Portland, Oregon area. Now you know. Look, just think of how specific that is. If I'm outside of Portland, that's of no interest to me. I don't want it to be of interest to you because I can't service you. I can't service you if you're in New Jersey and I'm servicing the Portland area. So the more niche and specific you are, the better results you'll get from your warm leads. Now I can market this ebook to the whole Portland, Oregon area. Now anybody, and I'm going to tell you what's great things that I've had. I've had people share this. Not only do they want to see it, but they'll share it with a dentist they know because they saw it and the dentist didn't. Hey, have you seen this? Hey, go over here and get this. Sign up for this. I see it all the time. The same way if you're a veteran and they come on with them commercials, veterans get free this. And your people call you like, yo, I seen the commercial where if you're a veteran, you get a free cell phone. Here go the number. Like, all right, good looking out. You know what I'm saying? It works the same way with free giveaways. So you want to make sure that you are very specific and you are targeting your ideal client. That's why I keep punching you in the throat. I keep punching you in the throat with making sure that you understand what that target audience is. Because if you don't know, we just stop, just pause. If you don't have that figured out, we can't do this step. This step ain't for you. This step is for those who have been disciplined enough to choose a target audience. All right. This step is definitely for those who understand the value of being niche, who've built a brand to solve a problem. Once you get your foot in the door, you can do everything else. I can't tell you how many times in the beginning where my niche were corporate headshots and executive level headshots. And I did that because it got my foot in the door and I can talk to an executive who can make decisions. I don't want to do gatekeeper headshots. What's them headshots cheap? I was doing executive level headshots and group shots so I can shake hands with the man or the man sit next to the man, which allowed me to pitch everything I had. Now I'm their preferred vendor in their company and any content they need, they're coming to me. Even though it's not within what my website displays, I got a different landing page to show you everything else. I brought you in for headshots. I'm showing you we can do video, blah, blah, blah. Everything else once I get my foot in the door. But I'm marketing myself as this because this is the main problem I want to solve. You do executive level headshots, you're charging $300, $400 a pop, and you got a team of 50, it's a good day. It's a real good day. Because once you kill those headshots and they looking at them like, yo, these are dope. The next question is, let me tell you what else we can do. Or whenever I deliver those headshots, I'm delivering them in a way to advertise my other skills and services. That's what you should be doing. You should be using this foot in the door to flex every muscle you get. But you can never attract them. You can never attract your clients if you're flexing from the beginning. They want specialists. You gotta be a specialist. You gotta make sure you do that. Super important. Super important. So let's talk about, you know, my favorite are ebooks. I like to give away ebooks, short 2-3 page ebooks, PDF. My second favorite is courses. I like to give away video courses, but I like to keep them short and sweet. Punch you in the throat 3-4 times and get out the ring. That's what I like to do because people appreciate you being short and sweet with free stuff. They don't want a 22-page book. They want something that they can briefly go over, understand what they need to understand, and get out. That's exactly how you should be presenting this ebook. You know, an example of one is The Ultimate Guide to Corporate Video Production, which is vague. I don't like vagueness. I'm going even deeper. So I do training, The Ultimate Guide to Training Video Production for the tech-based industry. That's how deep I'm going. The ebook will be a comprehensive guide to creating effective corporate videos. It covers topics like understanding the goals of corporate video, planning, pre-production tips, technical aspect of shooting and editing, and how to distribute and promote the corporate video effectively. That's pretty deep. If you are, and you got to remember this. This is one thing you got to remember. You got to remember that, see, often we get filmmakers confused with content creators. Right? Filmmakers are working in the film industry. Everybody in the film industry know film. Content creators are working in the corporate space or the B2C sector. Your client don't know video. They don't know photo. They don't know what goes into it. They don't understand how many people you need. They don't know nothing about none of this. They have been, their boss handed them a task and they have to find somebody to fill that task. It's their job to find a company to shoot this training video that boss wants. And I want a good company. I don't want to go back to boss with some trash video. And now I'm with my job on the line. So their goal is to make sure that the person they hire does this well. They're not worried about cost in corporate. In the corporate world, it's not really about cost. It's about ROI, the return on investment, and your ability to do the job. If you can make it make sense, they'll pay it. That's why we like structure-based pricing here. Because if you can make it make sense, if they don't have to call you up and be like, what is this imaginary fee? They'll work with you. So there are things that, you know, I may do one on maximizing ROI with strategic video marketing. I may do something like that for laundromats or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Focusing on the marketing aspect, this ebook will explore how to strategically use video content to achieve business objectives. It could discuss how to plan video marketing campaigns, track and analyze the success of video content, and integrate video into broader digital marketing strategies. These are things that if I am in the position of needing video to market for my X, Y, and Z company, this would appeal to me because I don't know where to start. Do I hire the marketing company? Do I hire the video company? Where do I start? What do I do? So an ebook like that, that's short and sweet, that shows your company as the go-to company to handle projects like this is very valuable to your client, especially if they can get it for free. They're willing to give you information. Now, you know, this person is looking for what we do. They're aggressively looking for it. I need to reach out to them because that's a warm lead. It's very easy to create a situation of warm leads using this method. And it's very easy to market this free giveaway to generate these warm leads, and you'll have a much higher conversion rate than to just market yourself as a company. Because remember, listen, you market yourself as a company, you're just marketing yourself later in the buying process. I want to market myself because more people are in the earlier stages. In the later stages, by the time they got to the later stages, they're looking at other companies. They're comparing you with X, Y, and Z. They read articles on somebody else's company. Now you got to come in and try to beat them from what they've already digested. No, let me just catch you earlier. Let me catch you much earlier in the buying process and wheel you in. Now you're comparing other people's stuff to mine. And because they're generalists, they'll never beat me. Because they specialize in everything, they'll never beat me. Because all the information you learned about this industry and who to choose and why to choose and what to choose is based off me. Nobody's going to beat me. So that's why this is so important. It's such an important method of marketing, especially if you're a smaller company. You don't got a lot of budget. You can go much further marketing a free giveaway to generate leads than marketing your brand. The conversion rate is just greater on something that's free compared to people landing on your website. Remember, we don't go out looking for people who want video or photo. We're not going to go out and convince them they need this. We want to find the people that's looking for what we have to offer. We want to find the people that's ready to buy. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we are where people look. Plumbers don't knock on your door. I say it every week. You ain't had a plumber ever come knock on your door. Maybe a roofer. And that's because you was in an area that got hit by hail and they had a reason. But most companies don't knock on your door. These companies are where you look. And they fight to have high rankings where you look. So keep that in mind. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we are in a position so wherever they look, we're there. That's the most important thing of running a business. You will kill yourself trying to convince people they need video and convince them what type of video and convince them to walk in their door and make them feel like they're missing out on something they never knew existed or didn't care about. But there are a ton of people. If you can look up searches in your area, there are thousands of searches in your zip code or at least your county from people who are looking for a specific type of video or video production company or photography. You need to be there. And if you're not there, you're missing money. You're missing hundreds of thousands per month. Month, not year, month. That's why you can, if you build your brand to be where they look, you can fail and still do six figures. Because you're missing six figures a month. If you got 5% of that, you straight for the year. You're doing good. Don't get to the point where you're getting 10 and 20%. You're doing excellent. So work on being where people are looking. Work on creating a free giveaway to help generate warm leads, not cold leads, but warm leads, sometimes hot leads, and then convert those leads into clients. That's what you should be doing. That is your marketing strategy. 2024. I gave it to you for two easy payments of free 99. Don't say I don't look out for you because I do. All right. On the gold side, for those who are gold members, I'm going to tell you exactly where to get it, how to write it, how to put it together to make it look good, how to deliver it to your client. I'm going to tell you everything. All my gold members, they already got that video. It launched Monday. They know all of the information on how to put this together for your business. This is what we do. These are the things we talk about. All right. For those who want to know. And these are the things that will help generate revenue. So you can buy all these great cameras everybody talking about. Everybody talking about all the new cameras. That's $10, $20, $30, $40,000. But you got to know how to buy it. You got to know how to create the revenue so you can buy all this gear. Or you just going to have a house full of gear that collects dust and do nothing. That ain't what we want. We want gear that pays for itself and some. We want gear that makes money for us. Gear is an investment. That's why it costs so much. It ain't that it's crazy to create. It's a computer with a sensor on the front. There's not really, you know, a lot. The glass maybe, but it's a computer with a sensor on the front. That's all a camera is. Computer with a sensor on the front and a screen on the back. But it's an investment. These camera companies know they can charge top dollar because the people who are buying them should be using them to make money off of them. You should be making a living off of it, especially if you go with something high end. Anything over the camera that you can buy at Best Buy, nothing over Best Buy is for vacation purposes. Best Buy is the top camera you should be buying for vacation purposes. When you move to Adorama and B&H and all them companies, you get money. You should be. There's no more hobby time. It's trying to find a way to make money with this tool. It becomes a tool at that point. And that tool should be generating revenue for you if you know how to use it and how to market the problems that you solve. And that's what we talk about here at Flash, from Academy. We're talking about how to solve problems and how to grow your brand and business so that you can solve those problems. All right. Check out part two of that video if you haven't seen part one that talks about a free giveaway. It's something you should be implementing. It's the cheapest form of marketing you can do. If you're a small business, if you are a one-man band and you're trying to get your business off the ground and you have a target audience in a niche, you have a website that speaks to that target audience in a niche, you should have a giveaway to generate warm leads. Because sometimes people who land on your website, they aren't ready to call you and submit a form because they don't know, they don't fully understand their problem yet. They know they got one. Here's a guide to help you understand that. Now I have warm leads. They have a free guide and I can automate my conversation with them. So by the time I automate it to send out my emails, by the time they get email three, they're ready to be a client. And I didn't do nothing. I was asleep and I got a message from client number 2000 who got automated email 1 through 3. And now they went from a warm lead to a hot lead and they're ready to do business. And I'm waking up to new clients every day. Make it easy for yourself. There's a lot of tools and things that are available to make it much easier for yourself to bring in clients. There's ways to get clients other than, you know, just Facebook ads and Google ads. There's other ways to get clients and more effective and less expensive ways that you should be doing to bring in business while you're still a small company. Very important that you think about my return on investment. Is this worth putting $100 into? Yeah. Go put $100 in the ads. See which one gets you the furthest, the longest. I can blow $100 in ads in 20 minutes. This free giveaway can live on my website for the next 5 years and still be valuable, still bring in people. Now all I got to do is market that free giveaway, which people are more likely to click on because it's free than they would your ad to go to your website when they're not sure if they're ready to buy from you. Think about it. Think about the long-term benefit of having a free giveaway. In fact, if you have two niches, you want to slice it down the middle. Here's a landing page with one giveaway. Here's a landing page with another giveaway. I got two email lists. I know everybody on this email list want headshots and everybody on this email list want corporate event videography or photography. Now I can market to them accordingly. All right. With that being said, I'm going to ask that y'all have a great day. Hey, we're going to do this every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to talk about the business side. If you want to know about the gear, you want to know about cameras and lenses, there are a million places online where you can learn about that. But when you're ready to learn how to pay for that gear, you come see me. As always, be inspired, be creative, but you better be profitable, fam. Because if you're not, it's going to be hard for you to get all this new gear that you are lusting over on the internet. Make sure you're profitable. Be safe.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.